This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. Ben Davidson for John Ritchie, James Seltzer for Jody Cameron, Devin Caney in for a Hughes. We're all in for someone. Mm-hmm. Hanging out. Now we're all here anyway, usually. So, you know.
Yeah.
Works out.
Yeah.
It's good. We're having a good time.
We're having a great time.
Yeah. At Borgata, the lovely, beautiful Borgata. Such a treat to get to come down here and spend the evening and the morning here, especially if you're Ben Davis and you're big time and you get upgraded to, you know, a super nice room and all that. Yeah. Like, Ben Davis? Oh, my.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
My. Roll out the red carpet.
That doesn't take you very far. No, but I am very appreciative of Borgata and them doing that for me. And I felt special. I'm not going to lie. I felt very special.
Ben, you are special.
Yeah.
I believe that.
That's a nice way to end. You had like a nightmare travel situation for the
past 36
hours.
Yeah, you deserved
it.
It
was not ideal. Maybe they knew that. And they're like, you know what?
I like to think that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
good. Ben deserves this.
All right, coming up in a little bit, I don't want to play you this audio from Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson, but I have to. It's my job. You're not going to like it, but it's worth hearing. You're going to want to hear it, at least to react to it. Your calls, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to everybody. Troy in the Northeast. How you been, Troy?
Hey, James, Ben, Devin, what's going on, guys?
How we doing?
My dude, how you been, Troy? Good to talk
James,
to you.
James, you little sly W, man. Little Mac Daddy. You're talking about this lady getting you a free penthouse suite, man.
How about
Come on, bro.
Right? How about it?
You what you give those big old, what is it, got brown eyes? I don't know what color your eyes are.
They're brown, they're brown. Yeah, here's what I'll say, and this is something that I think is a important life lesson learned that I've learned over my years, and it is a cliche for a reason. You really do catch more bees with honey. Like, just being nice to people and treating people with kindness, I promise you, it will help in life. Like, it will get you, like, people respond to kindness, you know?
I got you, man. And it doesn't hurt to have the stare that the joy from first
there. You're the best, Troy. What you got
Listen,
today,
I
man?
Got Ben up there. Ben, I need you to answer this question for me, man.
Sure.
Are we going to ever see Painter? Are we going to see him when they got the lineup like Galvis again and, you know, all these bombs and everybody's gone? Because I don't know what's going on with this kid, man.
Well, I don't think you're going to see him this year.
I don't either.
Especially now the fact that they announced that they're going to a six-man rotation. And the bottom line is, I mean, I want to see the kid as well, but he really hasn't earned the right to come up to the big leagues. He hasn't pitched that well. The stuff is there. The command is not. And that's not
going
to play
happens.
The big leagues.
Which is what happened.
Yeah, that's
Tommy
why
John
you need
surgery.
That development.
Yeah, and look, he's 2 years out from Tommy John surgery. Like, about 2 years out of time jump surgery is when the command starts to come back and you start to get that command back and start to feel like yourself again. Like, he's 22 years old. That's the big thing. Like, he's not going to help this team this year. I think we need to get that out of our mind. They were wrong with the July-ish stuff. All that didn't work out. But he's 22 years old, and, like, he's going to be fine. Like, I'm not worried long-term about Andrew Painter with this thing. It's just I don't think he's going to be able to help this team this year.
Yeah, I don't even know if he'll be able to help us next year, man. I'm really worried. But
I feel good about next year. We'll see. But I, if I had to bet, Troy, I would bet he's in the starting rotation next season.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm see what happens.
He's still really young, by the way. I think that with the way basketball and football work, where these guys come straight out of college and they're playing immediately in the NBA at like 18, 19, the NFL at like 20, 21, like they're playing right away. Like, that's so rare for baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, Aiden Miller is 21 years old in Double A. He's one of the youngest players in Double A. In all of Double A, at 21 years old, he's one of the youngest players there. Like, baseball development, like, these guys don't usually get to the majors and contribute until they're 24, 25, 26. Like, he's still really young at 22.
Gotcha. I mean, and the flip side of that, I don't want to see what happened to Strasburg happen to him, you know what I mean? Because I'm willing to be patient, you know what I mean?
Now, we'll take the World Series MVP that Strasburg got. You know, I would be fine with that part. Troy, you got a answer for us?
I do, man. How about 10-3-95? The Orenthal James verdict.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, wait, what part of OJ are you saying? Are you, so, like, because there's a bunch of different parts
the
OJ
verdict.
The verdict. Great call,
that's a good
Troy.
Answer.
I watched the verdict, the OJ verdict. We watched it in my eighth grade English class.
Wow.
Really?
In class. Mrs. Kane, I don't know if you're around anymore or still listening or whatever, but
let's
shout out to
is.
Mrs. Kane. Let's, I hope she is. I haven't spoken to her in 40 years, 30, whatever years. But yeah, eighth grade English. The verdict was in. Like, we hear all this stuff. We literally, you know, we used to, in the public school, we used to have these, like, TVs that were in the wall. You could, like, kind of pull it out or whatever. It was like, and they pulled it out, and we're just like, all right, class, let's gather around the TV. We're just going to watch the OJ verdict. And I'll never forget it. It was so wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, we just had the TVs you rolled in, but I was not in school in the OJ verdict. I was when that dropped.
Showing our age here. But that is a great
We
answer.
Are old.
We are
James.
Old.
We are old.
We are not young, as they
I
say.
Told Devin earlier, I said, don't ever get old.
True. Oh, my God.
I'm well on my way.
Yeah. It's one of those things like just every year something else goes. It's like, oh, wow. It's like, great. Oh, I can't sleep this way because I will wake up and not be able to use my arm for the day. So that's an awesome thing that happens in life. Yeah, it's really, really good.
I'm not there yet, but I'm still older than you.
Let's go back to the phones and talk to Patrick at Tabernacle. That's why Patrick always preaches stretching. Right, Patrick?
Oh, dude, listen, with this heat, you know, he came back, man. My calves, just they tighten up like unbelievable. Unbelievable. Stretching's real important. Hey, Ben Davis, good to hear you, man.
Good to be heard.
In the big boy chair today. I love it. How about it?
Yo, and he showed up on time. How about that?
Oh, the little shot there.
I like it.
Patrick took a shot there. Yeah, Ben Davis was on time. That is true.
There you go.
Fair.
Fair. Oh, I got another shot coming, too. But
I can't wait.
With my answer. But listen, the Phillies, you know, Ben Davis, how many seasons do you play in the bigs?
Seven.
Let me tell you, like, it's such a grind. You know, even just being a fan, it's just the ups and downs and this, that, and the other. And I've been trying, you know, listen, there's other good teams get shut out and they get beat up, this, that, and the other. But with our club, you know, with Duran and, you know, I mean, just the electricity that he brings when we need him. I mean, we have to get the lead first to bring him in.
Yeah, that's the issue.
You know, and that's the issue. He can't hit. He's not Ohtani. And listen, the cold bats, cold batitis, I've been saying all year, that's my biggest fear. And
cold,
you know,
batitis.
Yeah,
it doesn't roll off the tongue.
It doesn't have a nice ring to it.
You know, and listen, but they had a good start to the week, and I mean, look, you know, look at the series. You know, I try to look at it in the series. You know, we go down to Texas, and you know, we do well. Just the you know, inconsistency just seems to be plaguing us. And our new guy that we just picked up, I'm drawing a blank, the center fielder,
Harrison Bader.
Thank you. You know, listen, we're not going anywhere with Martian center field. We just can't keep him in center field anymore.
He should be in left. Bader should be playing center. I agree with you.
Listen,
look, I think those two spots should be locked. Like, I think right field should be the spot where it's a platoon. Like, if it were up to me, I would have my everyday lineup would have Bader in center and Marsh in left, and then I'm platooning Castellanos and Kepler.
I think you're going to start to see that.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I think you have to.
But I just don't.
And against a really tough lefty, maybe I'll give Wes Wilson some left field spots. But, like, otherwise, like, I can't do it.
I just don't know what the holdup is. Like, why are we not seeing that yet?
Ben was talking about. I think it's that Topper's terrified of Nick Castellanos, and he's terrified of actually sitting him down and saying, hey, Nick, guess what? You're a platoon player now. You only face left-handed pitching. Guess what? If there's a righty on the hill, which is the majority of pitchers, you're not playing, Nick. Like, I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think organizationally they want to, and I don't think Topper wants to. And I think that's the biggest problem, Devin, because the biggest hole in the lineup right now easily is Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, but then on the other side of things, like, I want to see Harrison Bader play every day in center field.
Me too.
I don't want to see him continue to be
pushing. Bader's a much, much, much better center field.
The inconsistencies are just really frustrating.
Well, and I think, Patrick, it's possible to, you know, that Topper's trying to figure out what works and who he has where and who he can trust and all this type of stuff. And look, there is the Justin Crawford thing too, like, looming. I want to get Ben Davis's thoughts on that, but
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Tough spot for Topper in the sense that, you know, he doesn't have, like, no one's really grabbing it. Like, Marsh has been good, but, like, no one's really saying, like, you have to play me every day because I've been so awesome you can't not play me, you know?
I think Topper needs a little bit of Lupinella in him, Ben Davis.
Might.
What do you think?
Might.
You know what I mean? Shake some things up. But, yeah, it's you know, and what's-his-face? Turner's been playing a little better defensively, but still, you know, up the hole defensively in the playoffs is, you know, critical.
It is.
But, yeah, our lineup is still our lineup, and Bader's got to be in there every day.
Patrick, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
Yes. Ben Davis. Listen to this, and I'm such a jaw.
I thought he was about to say Ben Davis would break it. I'm like, I don't know.
No.
I mean, I know he's the second pick in the draft.
There's not a whole lot going on there.
A little aggressive, yeah.
The New Jersey shark attacks in 1916 that kind of inspired Jaws. You know, in Mattawan Creek, I work all over the state. In Mattawan, I did some work for a guy in charge of the historical society. He tells me the story of like 1916, and when you see the creek where this attack took place, it would blow your mind. It's in the middle of this little town.
Wow.
And the great thing was that the historical guy was telling me how people were running to the local hardware store to grab dynamite to blow this fish up.
Wow.
And
Patrick,
just the idea of that.
I appreciate you finding a way to take a, you know, a real life thing that happened and still finding a way to make it about Jaws.
But yet they sharks do not eat cars.
You're the best, Patrick. Great call.
Wait, so Jaws was predicated on a shark in a
crick. Oh, it's a real life story. I didn't know it was in a crick, but it is a, based on a real life story. I knew that, that Jaws was like based on something that had happened in the...
All the way back in 1916?
I didn't realize it was 1916.
That's wild.
That is pretty wild. Imagine social media in 1916. Oh, that would have been...
Oh, man.
You know what's crazy
real
is...
Real wild.
We are so doom and gloom right now about the Phillies, and they're 5 games up in first place.
Exactly. And the Mets have been a dumpster fire. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And they made all those moves at the break.
They sure did.
To bolster their bullpen, and their bullpen has been a disaster.
All right, back to the phones in a minute. Ben, I want to ask you about the Justin Crawford thing. Today, I believe, is actually the date where if they bring him up after today, he can maintain Rookie of the Year status for next year, which is something you wouldn't think would matter, except that they changed the rules now where if your player wins Rookie of the Year, you actually get draft pick compensation as a team now. So like there's actual like organizational benefits to winning the awards, which is very strange. Mm. But regardless, they can bring Crawford up. Dombrowski's talked a lot about wanting him to play every day. He obviously or likely would not come up and play every day with the outfield situation they have now, with the mixing and the matching and the platooning and all that stuff. The Justin Crawford thing, like what do you think is going to happen here? Because I think a lot of people expected him to have been called up by now. And, you know, now I'm starting to think, are they going to call him up? I don't know what to make of the Crawford thing.
It's weird to hear what they've said. They said, you know, I think he's warranted a call up and they think he can play here and do well here. But he has to play every day.
So weird, right? Why does he have to play? Can't he just contribute to the major league club and get experience up here and whatever? Like, even as a pinch runner, Ben, he would be a devastating addition to the team.
I know, but that's the part that I don't understand. If he's ready to come up, and they just don't think he can contribute or possibly be a part moving forward or be a part of the playoff picture. Is that why?
Well, wouldn't you want to find out? Wouldn't you want to
bring him
up and say, hey, here's Justin Crawford against major league pitching. Yeah. Let's see what he looks like before the playoffs.
Well, I think it's this. They don't want to come up because they are in first place and ahead by 5 games. So why disrupt that?
Yeah. Because you're not hitting. I mean, yes, I know
Well, right now.
Yes.
It'll be curious to see what they do because they haven't been hitting for, what, the last, like, 3 games? With Justin Crawford, James, to your point, before the trade deadline, that was what was like mind blowing to me, where everyone's like, well, you know, even if they don't trade for another outfield bat, they have Justin Crawford. Well, why are we waiting until after the trade deadline? And now it's, why are we waiting until the postseason? Like, that's a lot of pressure on a young kid who's never played in the bigs before. I feel like we should maybe figure out this experiment earlier rather than later.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I don't want Justin Crawford getting his first big at-bats in the playoffs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It seems silly to me.
But then you also look at, like, Otto Kemp. What do you do with a guy like him?
Well, I think
Alec
you'd
Boehm
send Otto Kemp down.
Rehab.
I mean, Otto's been struggling. I feel
he
like
has
Otto,
been
yeah,
yes,
I feel like we might have reached the end of the Otto contributing to the team
I agree.
Portion
but,
of
like,
the season.
But, like, do you send him down and bring Crawford up before the
postseason?
Well,
and also, once September starts, you get 2 extra roster spots to play with. It goes from 26 to 28, so you have a little more leeway with that. It's just a weird thing. I don't know what to make of it, especially because he's been so good down there. And again, he is still young too, so I don't know. It's a fascinating one. But to Ben's point, look, the Mets blew an eighth inning lead again last night. They were up a run in the eighth, gave up two.
Disaster.
Back to back to the Braves. They've lost 4 straight games where they've given up a lead in the eighth or later. So to your point, look, they're in a really nice position with the division, but we know that isn't everything, so it's going to be interesting. All right, 215-592-9494. We're back to the phones in 1 minute. I want to play a piece of Howie Roseman audio for you before we go back to the phones, and I want to get your reaction on it. I think this is this safe to say Howie might not be a huge WIP listener when you hear this audio? I think it's possible. Or do you believe him? Is it possible Howie maybe says it doesn't actually follow it. Here's Howie Roseman on with the Bus and the Boys podcast talking about how he responds and deals with outside noise.
Well, you know, I want to fight, you know, and I wish I was as big as you guys and I could fight everyone because when I get mad, but I can't. So I can't read it. I can't see it because if I do, I'm going to want to react to it. So, I mean, these guys know, like I'll tell them just tell me what I need to know. And they refer to my whispering crew of people who come to me and say, hey, did you see this? They wrote this. Because it's hard not to get mad. It's hard not to be defensive. It's hard not to, you know, try to fight back. So I just ignore it. You know, I won't listen to anything locally. I won't read anything locally unless I'm told about it because, I do. I get emotional about it, so I just stay away from it. And I think that allows me to do what I think is right all the time. And at the end of the day, we win or we lose, you know. Yeah. And at the end, that's the greatest thing about this game, about this sport, is the scoreboard matters. And so we'll be judged by what our record is, how we finish our seasons, and nothing else matters. I think that's the most important thing, is we got to understand, you know, if we don't win and we want to debate about the moves we made, it's not going to matter because they're not good enough, you know. And if we win, you know, that at the end of the day, that's really the most telling sign.
Well, I agree with that. It's a meritocracy at the end of the day. Win or lose, that will decide your fate. But do we believe him? Do we believe that Howie? Because, look, I have maybe never jived with Howie Roseman as much when he's like, yeah, I want to fight people when I read this stuff, because that's like me. I see these, like, quarterback ranking lists, and I'm like, but Jalen Ware? Fight! I will fight you right this second. Like, I get so annoyed by it.
Oh, I know. The afternoon show loves making fun of you.
I'm sure they do. You know what? Yeah, well, you know, at least I like our quarterback. You know, whatever. No big deal. You know, mommy and daddy. Well, at least it's nothing to do with daddy.
Daddy, yeah.
Daddy's doing just fine. Yeah. It's mommy and the child I mean, you know, the guy wins the Super Bowl MVP, you know. Oh, okay. Guess he's not that good. Yep. Guess he's not a Philadelphia legend. Super Bowl MVP. Okay. Sure. Sure. Yep. Sure. The Super Bowl MVP.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you back into this.
I just don't get, like, I know, but it's like one of these things where it's like our whole lives, we're like, all we care about is winning championships. All we care about is how players play in the biggest of moments. And all this guy does is win more games than any quarterback in the history of the franchise, percentage-wise, in his time, and win the biggest of games and play his best in the biggest of games. It's like, I don't think he's a good thrower of the football. I mean, what are we doing here? It's so stupid. Honestly, it's one of the dumber things that in recent times. Like he's awesome. He wins games. Like, it's crazy to me. Why are we constantly criticizing him? Like, I don't know.
Just win, baby. Just win.
It is insane.
Just win. He just wins. Like, I will fight the afternoon show about it if I have to. Like I just said. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a couple minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.